Hello and welcome back to Millennial 2018. As you can see, my camera is now working, and I'll just show you briefly my HAL 9000 t-shirt, which I mentioned earlier. Quite cool. And all right. Now, the second guest this evening is the representative, the woman who founded a website called whitedate.net, Liv Hyde. I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that correctly, but she can let me know when she speaks. So whitedate.net is obviously what it sounds like. It's a dating website for white people to meet other white people. Of course, that sounds outrageous in this day and age, but it shouldn't. It absolutely shouldn't, because there are similar websites for people of all the other races. So without any further ado, Liv, welcome to Millennial.
Hello. Thank you for having me. It's great to be here.
Well, I wanted to have you on because I think it's a good website and it's useful. And you and I have met at several, I think, three different conferences now.
Yes.
Yeah. So it was good to meet you. And I think it's right that we essentially advertise this website because we obviously, you know, it makes sense that as many people are on there as possible.
Exactly.
Right. So do you want to introduce yourself and tell the audience anything that you want about yourself?
Who I am?
Yes. Oh, what's happened? Your microphone stopped working.
My screen is frozen. I don't hear you.
Oh, no, that's a problem. Maybe we'll start the hangout again if that's what's happening. Can you not hear me? No?
Yes.
Right, can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, good. Good, good. All right. And maybe I will switch my camera off because I think it might be bandwidth problems. Okay, so...
Okay,
so...
Let's try.
All right, so please tell the audience about yourself.
Yes, I'll try to introduce myself. Your voice is cutting off, so I hope you will hear me. My name is Liv Hyde. I am the founder of White Date, and I come from North Germany. I'm a farmer's daughter. I studied piano and then business. I worked for years in Paris in small and big companies, and for help to find something that I could in home office. So I started to make websites with the help of Indian developers who live in India, and so I've been working with them for 10 years, maybe, with four German and French clients. And a year and a half ago, I started to make this website White Date because I thought it was necessary to find a solution to the problem. The problem is that we are dying out, and the solution is that we need to help woke white men and woke white women to find each other and to create families and have children. So,
well, absolutely, we need to raise the birth rates.
Absolutely.
So, is the website fully functional at this point?
Yes, it is fully functional. Of course, you can always improve. There are sometimes also members who suggest to add functions, but then sometimes they forget we are not we don't have the means of Facebook or Twitter. So this is an auto-financed project. We are just two people, basically, my Indian webmaster and myself, plus a lady who does SEO, search engine optimization, and that's it. So we have a very limited means, and people sometimes seem to forget it, but we are trying to do our best.
Right. One thing that's just been said in the chat, and maybe this is true, is the website 99% male users at the moment?
It is, yes, the ratio is 6-1, which is, of course, disequilibrated, but I think in the whole alt-right movement, it is a male-dominated movement. There are not so many women who have been waking up, and maybe there are more and more coming, but I think the men are the pioneers and the women will follow.
Oh, that's undoubtedly true. I mean, I think that the alt-right is in general, I don't think it will be 6-1. I think it's maybe even more skewed to the male side than that. It's probably more like 10-1.
I know, it's 6-1. I checked.
I know for your website. I mean, the movement as a whole.
Oh, in the movement. When you go to the forums, it was 10-1 and even 14-1 and 17-1. I always make my little statistics when I go to a conference and I count the ladies and estimate the percentage. Yes, it is a better ratio than at the forums.
Yeah. My channel is 10-1. It's 90% male.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah. So, but it sounds like you've managed to get more women than one would expect.
Yes. And the women are very nice. I mean, I can only judge by the way they present themselves, and they are woke, they're intelligent, they understand what it is, what is at stake. And of course, we hope to invite more women. Actually, I've asked members to speak to women in the street and to talk about white date in the street. It's not that I think it's very commercial, but because they can also fall in love with a woman they just meet in the street, which is fine. I mean, it's not. I think wherever they find a partner and fall in love, it's great. It's not all about making money with my website.
Oh, of course not. Mm. One thing you told me before was that you have had problems with the website. Was it banned on, did you say Facebook? Yeah, Facebook, Twitter, Google, and Reddit have all banned this website. I mean, obviously, we all know that the situation is bad, but it really is outrageous that this website.
Mm. Yeah, it is very interesting. I mean, even people who are not red-pilled, once you tell them that an ethno dating site gets banned from Facebook and Twitter and all these big platforms, even Google, but at the same time they allow other ethno dating platforms to advertise, then even a complete normie must see that there is something wrong, that there is a double standard, and that there is. These platforms are waging a war against white people. I think it is very revealing.
Yeah, it is very revealing. But why would you allow these other races to have this, but you wouldn't allow the white race to have a dating with? Why would you do that? You would only do that if you didn't want the white race to. If you wanted to damage it in some way, you didn't want it to continue for very long. That really is the only. And I guess they could justify it by saying, well, it's racist, but then why are the other sites not racist?
Exactly. It is very revealing. If you need an argument in a conversation with a normie, you can just talk about white date, and I think it is very convincing.
Yeah. The fact that we are uniquely disadvantaged in this way or obstructed from doing things that other races are perfectly allowed to do. Yes. It really does speak volumes, but it becomes all the clearer when the thing that we're being obstructed from doing is meeting each other, falling in love, and starting families.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. This is what we. But it's not the only thing, and we will never be able to outbreed non-whites. We need to also concentrate on other things. I mean, we need to think about reestablishing healthy communities and develop white loyalty so that we can there for each other. Because we have been taught that we are responsible for any group except our own. But it's not true. We are basically, our main mission is like nature has given all its species the mission for survival, and for us, it's the same. We need to take care of our own and of our descendants. And this, unfortunately, we have never been taught.
No, well, we never needed to be taught it before. Mm. Or at least we didn't need to think of ourselves in this context before. Because this context is unprecedented, where we're trying to survive in our own homelands while being crowded out and replaced by non-Europeans.
Mm.
I think that it's important to say, though, that obviously there are other things that need to be done, and you know, there is a cultural movement that needs to happen, no doubt about that. And,
yes.
And you know, the setting up communities and so on, absolutely, that needs to happen. But I think it's very important that people meet each other.
I think so too. They should meet each other not only online but offline. And for this, we also have this group and forum section on Whitedate where we invite people to sign up, and not only singles, also couples, which might appear weird that I invite couples to join a group section on a dating site. But I think couples can teach singles also the skills they might need to become a better partners, because there are life skills that that are needed to establish lasting relationships, and these skills we have not been taught either. Actually, we have been taught the exact opposite in the Hollywood movies, and the music scene has always taught us that changing partners regularly is a good thing, and it's actually not. So, and also in behavioral communication, all these things that have never been taught at school, at least not in our German schools.
Oh no, I mean this used to be a part of growing up. You know, if you came from I'm speaking about the British context. If you came from a working class background, your dad, your brothers, your uncle, they would be examples of, you know, masculinity that you would emulate. If you came from a middle class background, there would be that, the relatives to look to, and you would also have classes in etiquette and so on. And the same with the women, of course. You'd have finishing schools and so on, like things like that, that would teach a woman how to be feminine. And but none of that has all fallen away. And now there is only popular culture, which basically, I mean, it doesn't set people up for, to be long-term prospects for the opposite sex.
No, and it especially teaches women to behave in a masculine way, which is very disenchanting for men, because they're not looking for men, they're looking for something soft and lovely and feminine and something complementary. They're not looking for a dude. And what I find also difficult for women is now that everything, the whole education system, is preparing us to become our own providers, which was not the case even 50 years ago. So we have been basically taught to take the job, the man's job, and we have become competitors to the man. And this does not help.
That's a very difficult thing for modern women to let go of, I think, this desire to be independent, because they've been told from day one that this is what you should strive for. And they've even been told that this is what men find attractive. And it's the very opposite. It's the same with the guys. The guys are told that women want you to be passive, submissive, emotional, and so on, when that's not what most women find attractive. I mean, that's what they want from a friend, perhaps, but it's not what they want from a husband.
I think deep down we still know what is attractive, and it's not what we have been taught. It's not the softy man. It's not the dominant woman the career woman who has maybe a husband but doesn't have time for children, but has a lot of money. Well, even if it is admirable in a certain way, this a woman who offers her time and energy and creativity and productivity to a company to create profit, she misses on the one thing that makes her really useful to society, because men cannot have children. Only women can have children. And without women having children, we will simply die out. So it is a very simple thing to understand. We do not need women in top jobs, or even in jobs men can do, because we need women to also have to, build families and take care of their descendants, to create a future for all of us.
Yes. There are some questions in the chat, and I don't know if you've thought of this before, but here it is. How can we be sure of the website security, whitedate.net? For example, pictures, info, etc., being released by left-wing infiltrators.
You can never be sure. I mean, we are also at a point where it doesn't really matter if things. I mean, you would not put your private address on a dating website. We discourage people to add their real address. They should add the city, of course, to be found, so people know whereabout they live, but not the exact address. And what else can they put on the website that could lead to doxing? I mean, you control what you put on Facebook or Twitter, and make sure that there's nothing you want the Antifa to discover about you.
I think that there's a second question here that sort of relates to this. What if left-wing women infiltrate the site just so that they can publish your private messages with them, etc.? Because they'll pretend to be pro. I mean, this does seem like a danger that I would say that you should try to work on it.
Yes, there are infiltrators. We have been fighting. Non-white profiles, of course, who have been spamming us for months already, but as we ban them, they have got discouraged, I think. But it is true. There is maybe a chance that there are fake women who try to get to know traditional men. But then you meet them in public, and I think your intuition will tell you who you have in front of you. You have to be very careful about how to meet somebody. We have all the safety guidelines. Of course, you have to meet people in public, especially important for women. But then, I think you shouldn't always be careful about what you reveal about yourself. We are in this situation, but it does not stop us to continue and to try to find a partner.
Sorry, yes, indeed. Sorry, I was dealing with the live chat there. Yes, it is a dangerous thing, but I don't know what to say about it. I mean, I don't know how much you could do other than interviewing each person when they apply to join the website. Because, I mean, this is the kind of thing that Antifa will do in the future if they're not doing it. Well, you said that they're doing it already, where they will try to prevent us from,
I don't know if it's Antifa. there's never been a profile saying I'm an Antifa.
Oh, no, of course not.
Well, I'm a leftist lady and trying to dox a traditional man. And it's very tedious also to do such a thing. We have to get into conversation, and we are not stupid. I mean, you get a feel of the people before you meet someone. You see how the person writes, and then maybe you have a phone conversation, and we are intuitive. So you should always trust your gut feeling before you meet someone.
Oh, that's certainly true. So the other part of it was that you said, someone says you should Skype with them first. That's absolutely true, definitely. That gives you a very good sense of a person, far more than plain text does.
Yes.
Definitely, far more.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So the other part of it that we wanted to talk about was the forum, and you've touched on that. Would you like to say some more about the forum?
Well, it's just that there is opportunity that... WhiteDate can offer a platform for whites to create local communities. And I think this is a more and more hostile environment. We should ourselves and redevelop a sense for in-group preference, which other ethnicities naturally have, but we have made to forget in-group preference in the way that we choose to be exclusive in our circles and the people we meet and the groups. I would even go further. I would even say we should become exclusive and not work for non-white companies and let the tent, the anti-white system that also lives off the work and the creativity and the brains of the white people, we should withdraw from all this and focus only on ourselves and create white businesses, interact only
with each other. This has been said by other people on Millennial that we should try to create our own parallel economies almost to the mainstream and support each other. Before we go outside out of our community. I think that's a very good idea.
Yes, and we are working on a new platform that is exactly providing this. And I think this is the most important thing that we withdraw. And the next platform that's coming out and that will be launched in January is a freelancer platform. So for white freelancers only, but they, of course, they can decide if they work for other whites or non-whites.
Yes. Okay, so is there anything else that you'd like to tell people about whitedate.net?
Only that, yes, I would have hoped that more content creators would have jumped on the idea of white dating because people spend so much time talking about the symptoms, and I think this is a solution. So there's an affiliation system in place that offers content creators who have big YouTube channels or websites, magazines, online magazines, and a huge followership that makes them benefit from converted leads if they bring in traffic to whitedate. And I would have hoped, I hope in the future there will be more content creators cooperating and partnering with this.
Yeah, and helping to advertise it. Yeah.
Yes, and make it grow because there is a huge business in it. I mean, we are maybe, if it is true that we have 480 million people whites left, I'm not sure about the statistics. Maybe the people in the chat know better. But if it's true, then we would be 6.4% of 5 trillion, sorry, billion, sorry, billion and trillion, with this, there is obviously a market. Just imagine 50 million whites interested in dating. There is a market, and I could even imagine that a whole landscape of alternative media could nourish itself.
Oh, yes. I definitely think it could become a sort of ecosystem.
Yes, yes, it could.
Yeah. It's just a matter of breaking free from the mainstream, really, from the established infrastructure on the internet.
Absolutely. We need to break free. We need to withdraw even from these platforms that have been so nasty and have been proven to be very anti-white. I stopped using Twitter, by the way, because it's so frustrating. The more I post, the more I lose followers. It doesn't make sense.
Oh, I mean, who knows what games are being, what tricks they're using? It's a very, with all of these social media websites, you never know. So, we need to start creating our own. And whitedate.net is a start, and I would suggest that people take a look at it. So, Liv, thank you for appearing on Millennial, and I hope that this is useful to you and to other people.
Thank you so much. It was great to be here.
Okay. Well, I'll be back in about half an hour with the next guest. I can't remember who it is, but I will see you then. So whitedate.net, and that's that. Thank you for watching.